I met Jerry because David, I was looking for where to go, and basically David Anton, I mean, it's just gossip. David Anton sent me to Jerry in New York. So when I started living in New York again, after those years of graduate school, that's when I met Jerry. I never knew Jerry in San Diego.
Yes.
No,
so
Jerry has a different recollection.
From that context, having come to New York and reading those things, being quite amazed at the cut-ups, of course, the use of found text, which I was very interested in as a poet, and also the interesting use of I in that text, mm-hmm. whether in poetry or fiction, was,
yeah.
was quite striking, this creation of the black tarantula. Mm-hmm. You know, I started to read the work, and I've been reading it since. I also actually saw you at Bernadette Mayer's workshop, probably that same
Yeah, but Bernadette and I were close.
Project,
yeah.
Just to link it up with people who come here. That
right.
That, because you really do come to some degree
yeah.
out of several worlds. But
come out of several worlds, yeah.
Poetry world, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Long time ago. Yeah.
So, that is my introduction.
Yeah.
I remember once, actually, a performance that you did at St. Mark's, in which you were scheduled to read and you had the microphone. Let everybody speak in the microphone, but you put the microphones out of the audience.
Oh, yeah. I used to do all sorts of things. Yeah. We had sometimes traded performances with each other. Yeah, we did a lot of funny things. Yeah. Anything. Not to centralize the eye.
Now that we have our group together. Now, Kathy has come here. Some of you have read her work, of course, and seen her last night to have it. In conversation,
right.
rather than to give a talk.
Well, I want to find out where all of you are at. Now, I can do various things. Do you mind if I just ask what people want to do, or is it...
I think that's, you can do whatever you like. That's a perfectly good thing.
Okay. Hi. I can talk about my work. You can direct me how to talk about my work. I mean, there's been lots and lots of years of it. And as Charles says, I come out of many different worlds, so I can talk about it in various ways. I can talk about what I'm doing now. I can read you. For those of you who don't know my work, I can read a section, and then we can talk of very recent work, and then we can talk. You can tell me what you do. We can simply talk about issues. Why don't you tell me a bit? I know it's sort of hard because you know each other somewhat, but you don't know me, and I don't know you, so it's a bit hard to start talking. But why don't you give me some idea of how you, at least in the beginning, you want this to go? Oh, please. Come on. Well, I'll ask you questions. How many of you, now don't be shy about this because I'm a very peculiar writer and, you know, there's no reason that you should, but how many of you sort of know my work or maybe I should read a bit of work? So are there enough people that, I mean, should I read a bit or can we just start talking about it right now?
Can you read something that you're doing now?
Okay, and then we can start from there. Oh, is that cool with everyone? Yay, I got responses. All right, I didn't bring along, I just brought along this because it was easy and I'm tired from the read. I'm still very jet lagged and I haven't had breakfast yet, so this isn't going to be, great. All right, now what should I do? I could redo two pages. This is just fun. I used to, in the early days, as Charles said, do my own publishing, right? And what I did is I had this idea of doing a Dickens novel where I do, different serial novel, right? And I'd send out chapters every month because, Dickens didn't do that, but then he had lots of money behind him.
I just have a question about that. That's not TVRT Press, or was that something?
Yes, TVRT Press was the press that picked it up.
Okay, because that's
right?
What I first encountered.
I first did it myself, and then I schlock it around in the green garbage bag to all the bookstores, and just too many people wanted it, you know, after 3 years of doing it. I was I talked into everyone to doing the printers, doing it for free, it was just too much, right? So then this press called TVRT came along and said, we'll republish one of them. There were three books. It was The Childlike Life of the Black Tarantula, I Dreamt I Was a Nymphomaniac Imagining, which was sort of a joke because Eleanor Anton, the Antons were my close friends, and Eleanor Anton at that time, and Eleanor Anton had just done a piece called I Dreamt I Was a Ballerina. So I did this little, second installment called I Dreamt I Was a Nymphomaniac Imagining. And then there was The Adult Life of Toulouse-Lautrec. And of course, The Adult Life of Toulouse-Lautrec was by Toulouse-Lautrec. And I'd change names every day. you know, it was like I was living in San Francisco, and it was just when this group, for all of you who know this, the Coquettes became the Angels of Light, and all my friends were changing their names every day, too, so it was fine. I first started off as Rip-Off Red Girl Detective, but that is unpublishable, that thing. But anyway, it's sitting there. Actually, it's sitting at Duke University at the moment, but what the hell? I mean, it's just rotting away in my house. I don't know where we were. You always have to, my students, like, know that my mind does not go in any linear fashion whatsoever. So what you must do is now and then bring me back to wherever I was, because I've gone off somewhere. Anyway, what were we talking about? We talked about, oh, my doing those little books. So then TVRT came along and said, we want to republish this one book, The Childlike Life of the Black Tarantula. So that's how that started. And then, and they were connected to Solowit somehow. They were like these two guys who were some, one of them, Ted Castle, is one of the main art critics in New York, especially for the sort of group around conceptual art. And I was really very fast got into that area of the world. I wasn't quite accepted among poets in those days. I think it was more lifestyle than anything else. Because I was, first of all, what I was doing was weird. I wasn't writing. I didn't really care about doing nice writing. I was really a Burroughs freak. And, you know, and in lifestyle, I had been disowned by my family and gotten very sick. So I was working in the sex show to earn money. And that was difficult for people around me in the poetry world. So it was much more comfortable for me in the conceptual art world. And a lot of the ways I was writing came out of what people were doing in conceptual art. I was really, really influenced by that, by work of Dan Graham, Joseph Kosuth, people like that. So it was kind of, the TVRT press people, especially Ted, were from the art world. And I very quickly came back to New York and very much got involved in the art world in those old days. So it was another world I came out of. So that they had a connection to Saul LeWitt, and Saul at that point was the main backer behind Printed Matter, and then, you know, there were other people that came in. So I was really, my first publisher, besides TVRT, was Printed Matter. So that was that trajectory.